This is the Texas Standard.
In times like these, it's our responsibility to give you the absolute best advice that we can. And given both the questions that we're getting from listeners and the deficit of MDs on the Texas Standard staff, we thought it might be best to bring in an expert. So as long as the coronavirus pandemic continues, we're going to be joined regularly by Dr. Fred Campbell. He is a doctor of internal medicine and associate professor of medicine at the Long School of Medicine at UT Health San Antonio. And he's said that he is willing to take on your questions. Dr. Campbell, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.
Before we get started answering some of the listener questions we've gathered, can you tell us a little bit more about your medical experience? When did you get started in medicine?
I actually graduated from Baylor College of Medicine in 76 and did a residency in Los Angeles at UCLA. I have been in active practice since 1976 and have recently been practicing at UT Health faculty practice here in San Antonio.
We appreciate your willingness to take on some of these questions. And as I was just saying, each week we're going to try to tick through a few of the questions that we've received. If you've submitted one and you don't hear it, don't worry. We'll get to them eventually. But I want to get to the first few. One that we received quite a few times, in fact, here, Doctor. Once someone has contracted the coronavirus and then recovered, can they get reinfected?
We, of course, have very few experiences with that particular situation, although there are individuals now in places like China and in Europe that have, in fact, been released after having a successful treatment in the hospital. There are other people that apparently are having the infection at home and not requiring hospitalization. Mm-hmm. So we will gather more information soon. With most coronaviruses and other similar cold viruses, even influenza, it's unusual to have a relapse once one is completely over the acute illness. Mm-hmm. But that is possible, particularly in a very high-risk individual who may have a very low immune response due to a chronic illness.
So it's possible is what you're saying, but it's not going to be common unless you're suffering from some underlying issues related to, say, your immune system.
On the basis of our experience with other viruses of a similar nature, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another. Texas is a high allergy environment. What are some clear ways to distinguish symptoms between allergies and the coronavirus?
That's an excellent question. It's clear that there are some individuals that have experienced a COVID-19 infection with minimal symptoms, something very similar to what one might encounter with an allergy, such as a stuffy nose, a mild cough, without red flag symptoms such as fever or shortness of breath. Mm-hmm. So it might be difficult to distinguish those, but we're only advising people with red flag symptoms at this point to actually seek medical attention, and those would be fever of 100 degrees or more or shortness of breath of any type.
Doctor, another question from our listeners. What percentage of people who contract the coronavirus are asymptomatic?
Apparently, virtually everyone has an asymptomatic period that can go several days. And unfortunately, that may be the highest communicable period. People do have very mild infections. I don't know that there's anyone that doesn't react at least minimally to the virus with, say, a stuffy nose or a dry cough, however.
We've been talking with Dr. Fred Campbell. He is a doctor of internal medicine and an associate professor of medicine at the Long School of Medicine, UT Health San Antonio. He's agreed to join us regularly over the course of the coronavirus pandemic to try to answer your questions. Now, if you have one, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or just shoot us an email at texasstandard@kut.org. Dr. Campbell, these are very helpful answers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.